deadpan.
Is here. He's street smart and steel hard. He's a healer, a fixer.
My name's Jack Mangan.
Baby. Wears $600 suits, drives a $10,000 car, and he carries two guns. One to stop
podcast taint,
and one to make
deadpan.
He was born in the ghetto and raised in the streets. He's been a
podcaster
since he was a kid.
And Jack Mangan
is this man's name. You're a friend of Mr.
Deadpan.
You can know if you're not, you can count yourself out. You got
deadpan.
Call
Jack Mangan.
Leave a message. Service is prompt, efficient, and deadly.
He has one edge, and that's
Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
But that's enough, baby, because he's thinking all the time. And if he wants your ass, he gets it.
If you're looking for
deadpan,
look out, cause
deadpan
is here.
Jack Mangan.
You jive him, he'll wash you away.
Deadpan number 179. I'm your host, Jack Mangan. I'm feeling kind of like I was pressed into a pane of glass and hurled out into space with two of my closest friends. That said, this may be a little bit of a weird episode, but I just want to thank all of you who have stuck with Deadpan through the years and or who are new to Deadpan but are sticking through it now. I think it's changed a lot over the years, and in some ways it stayed the damn same since 2006, but I think it's always been a good time, and I greatly appreciate all of you, and I greatly appreciate all of the voicemails that I received this week as show content, and I can promise you right now, the majority of them will be on hold, but they will be heard on Deadpan, because a lot of them are really, really entertaining and fun. Also, your 60 lines contributions have begun to roll in, and so far, I am very pleased with everything I've heard so far. So, great job, and I'm looking forward to putting it all together. Probably not in the very next episode, but maybe. Anyway, that's enough intro babble. Let's get on with the pan.
Hey, it's Used Hair. I just wanted to try something different this time around rather than calling in the contents of the fridge. I'm about to make a drive from Chuliota, Florida up to Augusta, Georgia, and I figured it might be interesting to try and call in all the towns with really silly names that I see on the way. And I happen to know that the very first town I come to after Chuliota, which is kind of silly to begin with, is Taintsville, so that's going to be the first one before I even get out the driveway. Taintsville's coming up. I've been here more than a year, drive through this town at least once a week. Still a snicker every time I drive through this town. And I'll call in others as I hit them. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Hey, this is Crazy Joe. This is Dave, host of Megapodzilla, the podcast equivalent to a 100-foot radioactive robot lizard, but with horn-rimmed glasses and a pocket protector. That's nerdy. We're on the rampage, laying waste to the geek landscape.
We'll talk movies, TV, comics, toys, video games.
And sometimes we talk turkey.
Don't you mean chicken?
That's right. So check us out at Megapodzilla.com.
We're also available on iTunes and the Zune Marketplace.
Got your shit together, Jack Mangan. You've got your shit together. Spherical Tome, 16 pieces at a time. Dirk Moonfire, each story is divine. Mangan, you've got your shit together.
Hey guys, it's DJ. So, as promised, I just posted to the message board that I was going to call in a dumbass memory. So here's my dumbass memory. I'm sitting here looking at my phone, my beautiful LG Ally, and I was like, I wonder how much space I have on my micro SD card, which, you know, I should know that, right? So I go to pop the SD card out of the side of my phone, and I'm at work. So I'm in, like, a cube office thingy. And I push in, you know, it's like a little spring on the SD card. So you push it, and then it's supposed to pop out. SD cards, the micro SD cards, tiny. And so I push it in, and it popped out, and it, like, flew across the room. Like, the spring in my Ally is apparently very springy. So the SD card sprung out, and it flew somewhere, and I couldn't find it. So I'm, like, here in the cube, and I'm, like, crawling around on the floor, and I'm, like, moving all the computer equipment, and I'm looking for my micro SD card. And what had happened is it had sprung out and then flew behind me somehow underneath the wall to the next person's little office desk. So I found it. It's tiny, and it's 4 gigabytes. So if anyone wants to send me a bigger one, not physically bigger, because physically bigger won't fit in the little slot. That's what she said. But, you know, they're expensive. Who knew? Happy Labor Day. Did you know it's Labor Day? Apparently I need someone to talk to. Love you guys. The pen is away. Have a good one. Bye.
Hey, Deadpan, it's Used Hair, now passing through Sanford, Florida, which is not a very funny name, but it's supposedly where Larry the Cable Guy came from, which I suppose makes it still not very funny. Sorry to waste your time, Deadpan.
Yes, man, it's Deadpan! Podcast!
Okay, this is a town that was kind of hard to pull off the sign when you see it written all out of Casa Daga. I'm sure it's probably Casa Daga considering the Spanish influences, but I prefer Casa Daga. Casa Daga!
In the 1980s, Reagan and Gorbachev walked around 24/7 with the nuclear detonator button strapped to their palms like trick handshake buzzers. In spite of that, my girl wanted to party all the time. Girls rocked the boys and got wild, wild, wild. For some reason, we welcomed and embraced obnoxious saxophone solos. We loved Michael J. Fox, Cheryl Teagues, Mr. T, Pee-wee, Cheers, and the Cosby Kids, and still found Chevy Chase funny. Saturday Night Live was at its best with Eddie Murphy, Billy Crystal, Christopher Guest, and frequent Steve Martin appearances, yet was considered passé and not as good as it used to be. MTV was on every single cable channel, and they only showed videos from Michael Jackson and some slut named Madonna. The only way you could see any other channel was to push 4, 6, and 8 at the same time on that weird wired-up cable remote and get the blurry Playboy channel. We looked at the calendar, and it occurred to us that if we weren't blown up by nuclear missiles, most of us would live to see the year 2000 party over It's Out of Time. We became obsessed with the future. Nature was stupid. We loved the industrial park and the city and the birth of urban rap music. We loved everything to sound, look, and feel chrome, paved, neon, fluorescent, pastel, shiny, synthesized, processed, drum-looped, blocky, pixel-computerized. We breakdanced, which is a lot easier on a tile floor or a paved sidewalk than on a crunchy forest floor or in a cow pasture. This love of the artificial went for people, too. We experimented with post-gender and post-humanity styles, using barrels of hairspray daily per each new waiver in Valley Girl to sculpt androgyny or just pure strangeness. Our favorite movie action heroes were all muscled beyond normal human limits and performed equally improbable feats of fighting and agility and strength and endurance and reason and intuition and psyche. For some reason, we in the U.S. also loved Australia, but would pretty soon get over that crush. Then everything came crashing down in tragic ways and in miraculous ways. beautiful and horrifying, inspiring and heartbreaking. From the deadly Challenger space shuttle explosion and the end of our cultural love for space, to Reaganomics, to the Berlin Wall, to the end of glam metal, to the end of our capacity for guileless, non-self-aware trend-making, thus ushering in the less important, bleaker, grungy, flannel, self-conscious, embarrassed, first-time culturally self-aware, like a tween junior high school 1990s.
Nerf and deadpan.
Okay, there's a town named Dog Track. Gee, I wonder what they do for fun there. All right, I realize this is migrating away from finding cities with odd names and turning more into a play-by-play of my drive, but I just passed a sign that said, St. Augustine, nation's oldest city. Huh? Did Florida secede at some point that I was not previously aware of? How is St. Augustine the nation's oldest city? Wouldn't it be something closer to Plymouth or something along those lines? I don't know.
Lopan's contents of fridge? Joe's Premium? American Pilsner. Avery Brewing Company. Jägermeister? Goldschlager? Bat tire? Chocolatey rice pudding? King Super's fresh milk? And smart balanced buttery spread? Orange juice? Some bread? Jack Button's head on a fucking stick.
So before I get started reading the greasy comments of the week, I will first read an email from Randall. This is actually a rarity on Deadpan. He says, Jack, most of your audience is probably not old and decrepit enough to remember, but the short-lived comedy series Quark recycled the alien pet gag from Dark Star, almost unaltered. This show was Buck Henry's attempt to do Get Smart-style humor in a sci-fi setting. It starred Richard Benjamin, the Doublemint Twins, Mindy's dad, and that guy from the Transfers movies. You can find some clips on YouTube, and the whole series is available as a DVD set. From Randall. Well, the set isn't available from Randall. The voicemail's from Randall. All right, the comments. Vanamon Doolittle says, well, bunnies are all very nice, but I want to see polar bears that are not in a zoo. I like the advice on the Churchill site. If you run into a polar bear out in the wild, then don't run, don't play dead. Bomb 20 says, you are false data, therefore I shall ignore you. Johnny Null Boiler says, I see rote and then a number. I think of NaNoWriMo and begin to shake violently. CJ Talby says, there are no hoes in my home. Commander Powell says, hey, I'm dead and frozen in here. Can someone please carve my ice block into a swan shape, or maybe even a car? That would be greatly appreciated. Nomad Scry Pinback says, sadly, no Titan, Atlas, Entertaining Comics, or National Allied Publications comics at the Digital Comic Museum. And finally, the first of the week. Sexy Ship's computer voice.
Hey, Deadpan, this is Andrea. I'm calling in the first comment of the week for Ed from Texas. The comment is actually from Vanamond. Adoro cofrada pues para servidad que las borrascos limpian bastante las cabezas. Cada día tengo más claro lo que no quiero. El fin que me voy a dormir, que me pongo a divagar, y es un no parar. Happy birthday, Ed.
Hi, this is Anya from Buffy Between the Lines, the audio drama, and you're listening to Jack Mango's Deadpan Podcast. Deadpan is the way. I left out that one word. Is that okay? I mean, I've seen all manner of customs, and you really don't want to know what some demons do with their mothers. I just have sex with Xander. And where's my paycheck? What?
So So do you think someday aliens with entirely different physiologies will examine our bodies and say, ugh, their sexual organs are the same ones they use to eliminate bodily waste? Gross. All right, and with that parting thought, and actually, don't draw any connections, but with that parting thought, we're going to shut this one down a little bit early and drop in one of the more epic, we actually have two epic tunes that we run around here. Actually, you know what? We have three. I just thought of that. I'm going to drop in the third. So yeah, you can see we're a little bit off our game, but there's still a lot of great stuff, including the end of Used Hair's Odyssey Across the South. Not Oh Brother Where Art Thou, Used Hair's Odyssey Across the South. And more contents of, and more just kind of random thoughts, and more stuff for me, hopefully. So anyway, thank you for being there. Deadpan is the motherfucking way. You guys are a bunch of great people and great friends and very smart, and I treasure you all. And as I said, you know, even as the years go by, I think I'm still proud to be a part of this thing and to be a part of this community. Anyway, gonna drop in the music and bail. But I'll catch you next week in Deadpan number 180, or maybe an unshow, but that remains to be seen. Fade. Woman.
the other room. Presentation, right? That's it? That's all we got?
Joe Murphy.
Joe Murphy! Yeah!